July 30th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, these days and in this hour of confusion which weighs upon the world, I urge you to pray to be able to recognize the urgings of the Holy Spirit in your heart. He is the Spirit of truth. He does not dictate or abuse his authority. He inspires souls to recognize the truth over all untruth in a gentle yet persuasive way. My patriarchal blessing will rest upon all here present on my unofficial feast day. I do not need earthly approvals to do so. All the angels people send here that day will receive a portion of my blessing to carry back to those in the world whom they are given charge over. Please understand my authority supersedes any power on earth. My authority is ecumenical and is not restricted by any earthly power. It is my approval which counts. Those who would oppose me in this prayer effort also oppose the graces I intend to give to an undeserving world. Do not be influenced by who disbelieves in my efforts here. Please me by believing." A note is given to read Acts chapter 5, verse 29. But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men." Another note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 2 through 4. "Tend the flock of God that is your charge, not by constraint, but willingly, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not as domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will obtain the unfading crown of glory." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.